hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. It is a Friday. It is the 5th of October, 2007. And as you've probably heard by now, Ed and Elaine Brown are in custody on their way to a federal prison to serve out their 3-month or 2-month sentence. I'm going to play the United States Marshal's press conference. I've had press calling me today. Margo Singer Katz, she has contacted me and I spoke with her. And, of course, there's questions that were coming off this news conference. And one of the things that she was particularly interested in was IEDs, or the improvised explosive devices. And I was at the Browns' house. I did not see any of those in there. Margo Katz was there as well. She didn't see any. She even said to me, she said, well, the feds could be lying about that. And I said, well, it isn't like the feds ever lie, Margo. Yeah. And I said, those IEDs that were in the woods were simply tripwires with a report. No more dangerous than what they would use federal law enforcement that says that flashbangs aren't designed to kill. Well, that was about the strength, my understanding of the report system from those tripwires in the woods. They did live on 103 acres. And I said, did live, because once they get out of prison, I doubt very much if the IRS is going to leave anything. Anything at all. And there's also the question of how many charges are going to be heaped on by the feds. I've got coming up here Fred Smart, Tim Wingate, and Casey Cobb. And Tim, if you're on hold right now and listening, I know you're on a cell phone. Get to a payphone, will you? It's a toll-free number. Yeah. At any rate, we'll bring them up. But immediately coming back out of this break, the first break, I want to play that press conference. And if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, from the WMUR site in New Hampshire, Channel 9, they've got a heap load of video stories up there. Most of it propaganda, but at least it was there. And even the Associated Press picked this up. I don't know who this Kathy McCormick is, and she evidently is out of New Hampshire, Concord, New Hampshire, and they even made mention. I don't know how they got a hold of Mike Chambers, but they at least put the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, when Ed and Elaine Brown go on other people's shows, they weren't allowed to say that they were on Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't know if you people are aware of that or not. It is almost like we're the poison pen of the alternative media out there. Very small egos, I would say. Very large egos, rather, that would prevent them from saying that, hey, we're doing a show every day. And they had been since January of this year. All right, we'll take the break, come back on the other side, play the clip for the Marshals press conference, and then we'll talk to Fred Smart, Tim Wingate, that hosted Ed and Elaine Brown's program in the morning, along with Casey Cobb that, well, put up a website. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Here's the press conference from the Federal Marshals.
Well, good morning, folks. My name is Steve Monier. I'm the United States Marshal for the District of New Hampshire. I'm joined at the podium this morning by Chief Inspector William Sarukas from our headquarters, Investigative Services Division. I want to thank you all for coming this morning. Obviously, we're here to talk about the arrests of Edward and Elaine Brown. Last evening at approximately 7:45, a small team of Deputy U.S. Marshals arrested both Edward and Elaine Brown at their home in Plainfield in a coordinated and planned operation. This ended exactly the way we wanted it to end, without a shot being fired and with no one getting hurt. As determined as Ed and Elaine Brown were, or may have been, to have this dispute end in violence, the U.S. Marshals were equally determined to resolve this situation peacefully, with an emphasis on the safety of our law enforcement personnel involved, the community in Plainfield, and everyone at the residence, to include Ed and Elaine Brown. We have achieved these objectives. The arrests were accomplished without incident. No one else was at the residence at the time of the arrests. Throughout this ordeal, the bad news was that the Browns continued to invite supporters to their property. The good news was that the Browns continued to invite supporters to their property. Last evening, the Browns invited yet another, what they thought were like-minded group of individuals to their home. Unfortunately for them, these supporters actually turned out to be Deputy U.S. Marshals. By the time Ed and Elaine Brown realized this, they were in custody. Ultimately, this open-door policy that they seemed to have, which allowed the Browns to have some supporters bring them supplies, welcome followers, even host a picnic, this proved to be their undoing. They invited us in, and we escorted them out. Please keep in mind that Ed and Elaine Brown, even though they're now in custody, this remains an active case. We are taking statements. We're gathering evidence. We still have deputies in the field. There's a lot of work yet to be done on this case. You're aware that just recently, within the past couple of weeks, we took four supporters into custody to face allegations that they aided and abetted the Browns in their continuing obstruction of justice. Both of the Browns will be turned over to the custody of the United States Bureau of Prisons to begin serving their sentences of 63 months each. They are in transit now. When they have arrived at their destinations, we will be able to release where they are at that time, but not before. We are grateful for the support and the cooperation that we have received from our law enforcement partners at all levels of government, to include our sister agencies in the Departments of Justice, Treasury, and Homeland Security, as well as our state, county, and local law enforcement partners here in the District of New Hampshire. We couldn't have done it without all of their support. I just want to say this to make it perfectly clear. I'm the U.S. Marshal here in the District of New Hampshire. I happen to be the face of the U.S. Marshal's Service. That's part of my job. But I want everyone to be clear and to understand that this was a team effort on the part of the United States Marshal's Service. I want to thank in particular all of the men and women here in the District of New Hampshire first, including our Chief Deputy U.S. Marshal, our Deputy U.S. Marshals assigned here, our support staff, and our headquarters divisions, our Investigative Services Division, our Special Operations Group, our Judicial Security Division, who have given the support to the district that we have needed for this complex mission and this complex investigation, which we realized from the beginning had national implications. National implications because of Ed Brown's ties to militia groups here and around the country, because of his anti-tax and anti-government rhetoric, and because of his threats towards law enforcement and other public officials. So I need everybody to understand this was a team effort. There are individuals who I mentioned who are in custody for allegedly aiding and abetting the Browns in their obstruction of justice. There are others not yet in custody who may also have done so. Their conduct and the facts and circumstances of their efforts will be investigated fully, and those investigations will move forward. I want to thank the United States Attorney's Office and the people that have been assigned to this case for all of their assistance throughout this and the Department of Justice. I think I need to be clear also that anyone out there who may be thinking of in any way taking action that might impede, interfere with, or obstruct justice as we move forward, they need to think seriously about that before they do it. We will go where the facts lead us in this ongoing investigation. I'd also like to mention that following their arrests there at the property, the U.S. Marshals Service conducted a protective sweep. During that sweep, we discovered a large number of improvised explosive devices, both inside the residence and out. We discovered a large number of weapons and ammunition inside the residence. We know, and we've said this before, and we've discovered and confirmed this, that there are booby traps around the perimeter of the house in the wood line near the house. Obviously, that property in Plainfield is an active crime scene. It is under court-ordered seizure. We have deputies there who will be working with our sister agencies to process that crime scene. It will take some time. Obviously, no one will be allowed to go onto the property. Once that is done and everything has been rendered safe, cataloged, the evidence has been collected, it will be secured and subject to the ongoing forfeiture proceedings. I think that covers just about everything we needed to say. I'd be happy to answer a few questions.
All right, let's stop that right there. The subsequent investigation that they are going to pursue, the facts of the case will lead them wherever they have to go. Nobody knocked on my door. I didn't get any calls from any federal marshals, the FBI, Homeland Security, or anybody else. I'm just waiting for one of these clowns to show up on my doorstep and say that I was aiding and abetting Ed and Elaine Brown over a First Amendment issue. I'll tell you what, my line is drawn in the sand. I've got, do I have everybody on board here? Not Fred. Okay. I don't know what Fred's out there doing, but Tim Wingate and Casey Cobb. Hello, Tim. Hello, Casey.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good afternoon, John.
Who's who here? Speak, Tim?
This is Tim,
okay,
right here.
Gotcha. Okay, and Casey, I don't think I've ever spoken to you before, have I?
No, you haven't.
Okay, and you had a website. What was that website that you put up in behalf of Ed and Elaine Brown?
Showthelaw.com.
Was that showedthelaw.com?
It redirects from both domains.
Okay. And, gee, did you get any harassment here from the feds saying that you were aiding and abetting the Browns?
Well, no, and I really wouldn't expect to. My main purpose with that website was to find the law that makes them liable for the income tax. And even after Ed offered $1 million commercial property as reward to anybody who found the law that makes them liable for an income tax, nobody has claimed that, including the U.S. Marshals and including anybody involved in this.
Well, and Casey, that would have went a long way in paying the expense of this long, drawn-out case that they were working on. You would seem to think that they would have done that. I talked to Margot Singer Katz. She writes for a newspaper up there in New Hampshire, and I basically told her, I said, look, I said, these guys weren't lawbreakers. I said, Ed Brown was as honest as the day is long. And we're not talking about a short winter day. We're talking about a long summer day. And he even admitted that when he was a very young man, he was involved and got in trouble. He'd served his time in prison, and that was it. And for 40-some years, this guy was just as honest as they come. I met Ed and Elaine Brown. I liked Elaine a lot. She was a very nice person, very smart person. And as I look at this and I see the response from the feds, that now charges are going to be stemming from their weaponry that they had in their house and these IEDs that they had. Ed Brown is 67 years old, and I believe Elaine is 64 years old, and I don't see them spending one less day in prison than what this federal judge sentenced them to, 5 years apiece, and to say nothing of the other charges that are going to be piled on top of them. I look at this, Tim and Casey, as basically being a life sentence.
Yeah, it could very well be a life sentence, depending on their health in this situation and how long the extenuating, as the feds do. I was listening to this, and I'm just, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I just imagined this marshal. Let's imagine this. In my mind, I was imagining, what if this was a German Gestapo guy talking about some resistance Jews in the Polish ghetto there, in Warsaw,
yeah,
and how they successfully grabbed them.
Yeah. or the Nuremberg Defense. I was just following orders for their Führer. We'll break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. I have online with me Tim Wingate and Casey Cobb. Well, gentlemen, where do you think this is going to go from here?
Go ahead, Casey.
Essentially, I mean, this is not something that's going to stop any of us in the tax honesty movement whatsoever. Essentially, we're still bound and determined to find the law that makes the average American liable for an income tax and or get our representatives to answer us as to why they will not provide this law. And, I mean, there's nothing that's going to stop it. Essentially, all the activities that Ed and Elaine have been doing with respects to opposing the unlawful taxation of their wealth is just going to inspire more and more people to do so.
Well,
approach it probably more strategically in the future.
That was one of the questions that this reporter asked me today. They said, well, do you think this is a positive effect? And I said, well, people have been doing this for a number of years. And I said the rhetoric was ratcheted up about them killing anybody that came on the property. I mean, honestly, I mean, folks, think about this. Ed and Elaine Brown, dangerous. The story said tax evaders and all this other stuff. I mean, how Billy Bad Butt are you when the feds knock at your door and you invite them in? I mean, people that didn't know Anna Elaine Brown except to watch news stories or sit in their offices at the various news outlets and pound out their stories with the general rhetoric. I saw a lot of stuff around this, and I simply said to this reporter, I said, look, the IRS, I said, do you believe in redress of the government? In other words, the citizenry, and enough of them, in mass, are asking the very same question. Don't you think it behooves the government to respond? And I said, that's the position that the IRS was in before, and they had a perfect opportunity to do it at the press club in Washington, D.C. And if they were so righteous and so right in their position and the law, as they claim, well, they could have shown up, done the Q&A, done all of that, and demonstrated without a doubt that the IRS is legal and constitutional, and they could have put all this funny stuff to an end. And the reporter really didn't have that much to say about that issue, but...
That's completely right. I mean, the government and government officials, like people in the Congress and law enforcement officials and the IRS, they're all avoiding this issue like the plague. Because, I mean, I personally had an experience with the taxpayer's advocate when I was calling them. I cited one code section in Internal Revenue Code. She hung up on me. Okay, these people, they're not there to answer your questions. They're there to get you to bow to their will.
Well, and another favorite tactic of theirs is stringing codes together to make a presentment as this is law. And I told this reporter, I said, look, I said, I was involved in the Dixon Cannon case. I was actually a witness in the trial. And I said, what they did to Dixon Cannon was very similar to what they did with Ed Brown. Ed Brown got disgusted with it and actually walked out of court. And he was found guilty in absentia. And I said, but you got to understand that the IRS, the Department of Justice, and a whole host of other agencies, and these federal judges themselves, are conducting rigged trials by not allowing the defense to bring into that courtroom, in that arena. Why are we even bothering with the jury if the judge instructs them and limits the information that that jury gets? How on God's green earth can you come to a resolution or of guilty or not guilty if there's the absence of presentment of evidence?
Exactly. I mean, they could have had a peaceful resolution the very first couple days this started. All they would have had to do was provide the law that makes the average American liable for an income tax, and they failed to do so. They wanted to conduct an elaborate standoff and hype it up to the media and try to make a public example out of people. All the while, they are silent, and they will not show the law. I mean, that's the most important thing is there is no law. So essentially, if you're paying the income tax, you're paying because you're either uninformed or intimidated.
And that is the great part of it, and you just said it, Casey. It's the intimidation factor. And every April 14th, you'll sit and watch your local talking news heads reminding you that there's penalties and interest and maybe even jail time if you fail to comply. And I told this reporter that they're all complicit in this game. The news media are absolutely gutless. Has anybody that in recent memory, does anybody know that did an investigation of their own? Every one of these little local talking head stations has an I team, they like to call themselves, an investigative team. Have they really investigated it? Have they gone to the degree that you need to do to ferret this information out? I mean, to the common person, they may not have the ability to do that. But if you're in the news business and your job is to ferret out the facts, no matter how deeply they're hidden, you would think that somebody would have done this. Or some agency or a reporter even could have collected that $1 million property that Brown said, hey, prove to me there's a law. Hey, you can have a property worth $1 million. They can't and won't do it. And I said, and this is going to continue. And I said, there's going to be another Edna Lane Brown next week, next month, next year. This is not going to stop. It will never stop as long as the government, at their choosing to collect taxes if need be, and that's their need, at a point of a gun to your head. You either capitulate and comply, or we're going to do whatever we need to do to make sure that you follow our rules and regulations and you submit. Gentlemen, I'm up to my eyeballs with these cretins, every last one of them. calling them anti-tax, anti-government. There was nothing anti-government about Ed and Elaine Brown. What they were demanding was an honest government.
And they paid all their lawful...
Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
To the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I find it a bit ironic that one of the main planks of the Communist Manifesto is heavy progressive income taxes. I have Fred Smart online. I also have Sean Cranish as online as well. And Casey, you were starting to say something right before the break.
Oh, no, I was just saying that Ed and Elaine Brown did pay all their lawful taxes. The only tax they didn't pay was the income tax because they don't have a taxable income and they're not liable for an income tax. So people when Munier said anti-tax rhetoric and that they wanted a violent outcome, they didn't want a violent outcome whatsoever. That's just silliness. They wanted the government to answer their question.
That's right.
That's all they wanted.
Yep. Yeah. Fred, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing? And who is Sean Cranish? And Sean, excuse me, I don't know you, and you're here for what reason?
Okay. I'm the co-founder of MakeTheStand.com and another website for Ed and Elaine Brown. And, well, part of the reason I'm here is because I was visited, or the marshals attempted to visit me today.
Really?
Yeah, so I wanted to let everyone know what was happening with that.
You didn't talk to them?
No, I didn't. They showed up at my work, and I was home sick today. And I worked with my parents part-time at their factory, and they showed up, and it was two marshals dressed in plain clothes, but they apparently did have badges. And they were asking about me, where I was, and, you know, my parents told them he's probably at home. And they said they just wanted to talk to me and that they didn't have a warrant, but, you know, I don't know that that's true or not. Maybe it is. But either way, they showed up asking for me. And so I waited around at home, and for 10, 15 minutes, they never showed up. And so I left to pick up my wife and to spend some time with my wife in case I do have to go away for a while. You know, I haven't done any more, well, I haven't done anything wrong just like the other supporters. I mean, I don't know that the other supporters have done anything wrong either. And Elaine certainly didn't do anything wrong. We can't simply look at the law in the books that says they have to pay taxes, the law that they supposedly broke. So, but that doesn't stop these guys from arresting people and ruining their lives. So.
Well, and Sean, and part of this, and I think all you gentlemen will agree, is that the threats and intimidations is not going to stop, because the federal marshals, as well as the IRS, the Department of Justice, all of them know that this is going to continue in some form or fashion. That huffing and puffing to try to blow the house down is not going to make the three little pigs run away. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And
that's correct.
Yeah, they're trying to put on the good, strong, imminent front here to threaten and intimidate people. If they're showing up, Sean, because you created a website, MakeTheStand.com, why are they not knocking on my door? Because I gave them a radio program Monday through Friday.
Because Sean was trying to raise money.
I don't know.
For
I mean, you know, I went over it before, and all I did was I created the website. I acted as a reporter for this whole situation. I visited them, interviewed them, attended one of their concerts. The only thing I could think of that they could try to twist around in a weird way is we were raising money for their concert, and then we were also going to have bumper stickers made. You know, so we're raising money for bumper stickers and for a concert. So I don't know if they could twist that or not. But I do have one funny bit of information for you, since you mentioned their intimidation in regards to taxes. When they met with my parents at their place of business, they specifically asked my parents if I paid taxes, and then they asked my parents if my parents paid taxes.
Now,
I thought that was pretty funny.
Now these are federal marshals. Why are they showing up? They're not IRS agents, so why are they asking if they paid taxes?
I don't know. It's pretty funny, but we know why. We know why.
Yeah, I understand, gentlemen. This is not over by a long shot. As I stated earlier, Edna Lane Brown will serve every day of that 63-month sentence in federal prison. And, well, just to throw out the intimidation factor out there, they're going to be piling more charges on top of these two. I can almost guarantee that. And the reporter asked me today, they said, well, are you happy that the thing is resolved the way it was? And I said, well, what do you mean? You mean, am I happy that Ed and Elaine Brown are still alive? Well, of course I am. I said, but going to jail for something that they should not be going to jail for, I'm not happy about that.
It's not a resolution at all.
No, it's not.
And no, it's just an exercise of force. That's really all that it is. And you're talking about this intimidation business. What is aid and comfort? And they try to spread it around, you know. Bush, I'm trying to remember who the guest was. He was the second guy in the Justice Department, and the guy in the Justice Department wrote a book just recently, and he's saying that the Bush administration, which runs this Justice Department, which I object to the terminology justice anyway, because it's not real justice, but they run right up to the line of legality and even stick their nose over the line. They are not really interested in the law. They're interested in getting their way. They are totalitarians through and through. This has nothing to do with the law. It's just simply a convenient justification for what they want to do.
And I couldn't agree with you more on that. I mean, taking the opportunity to start and visit people that were associated. Yeah, the question is what is aiding and abetting? If I'm going to aid and abet somebody and their fight for justice, and I'm not saying just us from the Fed standpoint and them being us, yeah, I'm going to be there for justice. I'm going to be there for the First Amendment and the right to speak. I'm going to be there to support people when I see what I see going on out there. You damn betcha I'm going to. And if they want to call me an aider and abetter, let them. I mean, gentlemen, we kind of figured this day was going to come. Did we not?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And we knew that the Fed wasn't going to give up on this because this had national attention. This had notoriety. You know, I don't understand. I mean, one of their neighbors, this Phyllis Aldrich, she wondered how the situation had gotten to this point, and she said, I wondered why they'd give up everything for this. They gave up an awful lot.
Well, exactly. That was very telling. That was very telling right there.
Yes, it was. In fact, that they would put up everything that they'd worked for in their entire lives to make a stand against injustice is more than anybody, most people, would do. And I got into it with this reporter about this thing being reported. I picked up a story here from the AP out of Concord that it referred to, again, with their front porch of their fortress-like rural home. And I said, I've been to that house. So what? It was made out of cement. You know what? That almost makes it tornado-proof. And that homestead out there that they were building up, that they'd cleared the land, that they'd built the buildings, and they were continuing to do improvements, that was to go up for sale for profit. And then they were going to move down south.
If we're going to call a good, solid concrete home a fortress or a compound, then we might as well start calling these schools prison camps because they're made out of concrete too. And we see how things are turning out there for the kids and the security guards, the way they're treating the kids.
What about every federal building, every federal courthouse? That's a compound.
Well, and of course there's extraordinary measures taken for security because, well, they feel threatened. I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I feel threatened by the clowns that are operating out of Washington, D.C., these agencies claiming lawfulness, and they are not. But I am the one that feel threatened. I am the one calling them terrorist.
Exactly, especially when you consider Danny Riley, U.S. Marshal James, told Danny Riley that there is no effing law. Okay? He admitted that. Okay, and then we had U.S. Marshal Gregg, who told Terry Melton, the filmmaker, he threatened him with rape if he were to continue to utilize the First Amendment and continue to make his film.
Yeah, Melton, by the way, Melton, I was down at the Truth Seekers down here in Austin, and Terry spoke with me there, and he brought that very subject up. And he was kind of embarrassed relating to the people there of the threats, and he didn't get real specific, but just as you said, they threatened him every which way that they could. I mean, somebody that knows, that makes the statement, I know there's no law, but I'm going to do my job because I'm a mercenary. I'm going to be there every week to pick up my check, and I'm going to follow orders. This type of tyranny, and this that can be described as no other word but tyranny.
It is tyranny. There's no way around it, John. It is tyranny, and they have declared war on the citizens of this country. You will submit, or we will hurt you.
That's the question I asked this reporter. I said, if they're willing to collect taxes at a point of a gun, what do you call that? I said, by the way, have you ever spent any time in jail? She admitted that she didn't. And I said, well, it's pretty intimidating to be in jail. I said, imagine what it would feel like to be locked up in a 4x8 cage for the next 5 years of your life and then some for something that you know that you're not doing wrong. That you're standing up for the sake of even her idiot neighbor, this Aldrich woman, that's sitting around wondering very comfortably in her living room right now, wondering why the Browns gave up so much. And these stories, that some of them are positive. The Browns up there were good neighbors. They would talk and help out their neighbors up there. It might be a lot easier if Ed and Elaine Brown were idiots, but they weren't. Were they violent people? Absolutely, they weren't. Were they willing to give up the one thing that we only have on loan from God for a short period of time, that's called our life, let alone your property and everything else? Yeah, the federal marshals, Monier, said that, yeah, we're in there doing inventory, yeah. And for forfeiture, he said it right there. They're going to take that property. They're going to sell it. If and when the Browns do get out of prison, they're not going to have a damn thing, if they ever get out. And this is our government and its refusal for the redress of tens of thousands of people that have asked the government, for God's sakes, just show me the law. I don't want to be a lawbreaker. I want to comply, but I see a problem here.
We're the government. We are the law. We don't have to show you the law. Obey. That's the mentality. It is tyranny. It's just like what our founding fathers faced with British loyalists versus those who said, wait a minute, the English Constitution guaranteed us rights. We're not supposed to have any taxation without representation. You can't dissolve our Congresses or our House of Burgesses or our administrations. You can't do this. That's not lawful. That was their argument against the British as well.
And if most people, and I would say 99% of the people living in this country right now, people that paid into the Internal Revenue Service last year, not one single copper wash piece of zinc, not one penny, goes for the government services. Not one penny. That money is paid to Guido, the international bankster, and its member banks inside this country, from all the money that they borrowed at the Fed level for wealth distribution in this country. As I read the Constitution, gentlemen, I don't see anything in there that says that, well, the government should be involved in retirement benefits. I don't see where it says the government needs to be involved in Medicare or Medicaid or medical benefits. I don't see any of this. But try not paying and try extracting yourself from that system, saying, you know, no thank you. I don't want to collect so-so security, because people have robbed that trust so many times before. I'm really not counting on that when retirement time comes. You know, I don't want to have anything to do with that. You know, that's fine if people want to contract and get into that, but there are a lot of people that says, you know what, no thanks, but no thanks. But that's not going to be good enough. You are going to comply. You are going to capitulate. You are going to bow down. You're going to worship the feet of mammon here, or we'll just kill you or put you in jail. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, there's a point that doesn't get brought up too much, and that you know, supposedly in America here, we're not supposed to have a debtor's prison. They did that back in England, and here we were not supposed to have that. You know, how can you get out of prison if you owe money? When you're in prison, you can't make money. If Ed and Elaine did owe money, which, to my research and my study, they did not, why are they putting them away in prison for a debt? Or why are we sending people to jail for a debt? It's absurd. That's the only point I wanted to bring up.
Yeah,
part of the federal circular logic syndrome, and that's really what it comes down to. It's authoritarianism. It's a mental dysfunction that seems to occur in different societies at different times, and it shows itself through various forms of despotic rule and tyranny. It may be a genetic defect. I don't know what it is, but quite frankly, I'm tired of it. And John, you know, you said that you drew a line in the sand. Well, I've drawn a line in the concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I know that's what you meant.
Yeah.
It's we have to recognize that this is war. They have declared war on the American society. They are trying to change it. It is no different for us right now than what it was for the Patriots
in the 1760s and the 1770s, and it is actually in some ways more similar to what was occurring in Germany after the Nazi Party took over and started to change the nature of that great Christian republic. We're at that stage here. What are we going to do about it? What are we willing to do about it?
That's the big question we all have to answer. It's going to be an individual sacrifice, such as the one Ed and Elaine have been making, and now they've made the ultimate sacrifice almost, and winding up in jail for, you know, I ask myself the same question: am I happy that they're alive? I am happy because I became friends with them, so I'm glad they're not dead. But at the same time, it hurts me to know that what they wanted, which was simply to be left alone or to be shown the law, did not happen. You know, that simple. They haven't hurt anyone. They've never hurt anyone. They will continue. They would have continued not hurting anyone if they just would have been left alone. And now they don't get that opportunity. So it's very sad. But what are each one of us willing to do when the feds come to your door? Like, they may come to my door tonight. Supposedly they still want to talk to me. Maybe I should get a lawyer.
All right.
Sean, hold on.
Sure. Fred Smart, Casey Cobb, Tim Wingate, everybody hang on. We got to take this break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, it's real confusing here to have four people online. At any rate, Sean, you wanted to make a point here?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say we were talking about, well, basically making the stand, which is, you know, why we use that that website address. But, you know, like Tim said, when is enough enough? When do you draw that line in the sand or concrete, as he said, and how do you... And what do you do at that point? You know, Ed and Elaine drew the line. Unfortunately for them, I mean, you know, according to their wishes, they weren't able to defend themselves. But, you know, what are each of us going to do? When, you know, is life worth, is life so precious that we're willing to live it in jail or, you know, in a prison of society here?
It's not worth it at all. And, you know, either we're going to stand together or they're just going to pick us off and hang us separately. And this has been my complaint, gentlemen, over a lot of different issues. I don't care if it's the Internal Revenue Service. I don't care if it's the crooked private banking monopoly we have inside this country. I don't care if it's supposed federal agencies that are claiming jurisdiction over just about everything. I don't care if it's Homeland Security listening to our conversations or who it is. Life is not worth living if you've had the full taste of freedom. Any reduction of it is not freedom. That is in a sort of way what Ed and Lane Brown went through. Yeah, they were on 103 acres, but they didn't dare step off of it. That was just a large prison cell. And the problem we're having here is we have a lot of people divided over different issues. And I think we need to seek commonality. And we've got to have some more boots on the ground, because if we're going to do anything peacefully in this country, if they want to hear a redress of grievances, they need to hear the roar of millions. It has to be a deafening din that's hitting these ears inside the District of Criminals in Washington. This has to stop.
Yeah, absolutely, John. And it's going to take, it will take the voices of millions arguing. But I'm concerned that, you know, there have been demonstrations. There have been massive demonstrations. And they keep pushing forward legally because they hide behind the letter of the law. I don't know what we can do, because we try to go through the legislative process and we're stymied. In that respect, we can have, what, maybe one, two, three, maybe a handful of congressmen, maybe one or two senators. We try to go through the courts. The courts are corrupted. They have all these rules. It's so complicated that the common, reasonable person cannot understand all the rules and regulations in running a court query, a question in court. It's ridiculous. They have basically put us into a position and backed us into a corner where the only thing we have is massive civil disobedience that we hope doesn't turn violent, but we know how they behave. They attack with violence. They've pushed us into a position to where, what are we going to do? How do we do it? How do we get all these people to agree? Everyone who's got a different issue.
Yeah, even
just
when
look
you
at
have
our society.
Stuff.
Look at our society, the way the epidemic of police brutality sweeping this nation.
Casey, I know you're going to drop off here. Sean Cranish, Fred Smart, and Tim Wingate are going to hang with us into the next hour. And I'll also take your calls, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday. It's not a good Friday. This is a bad Friday in more respects than just one. This tyranny is going to continue. The obstinance of this criminal government we have right now, does that make me anti-government? No. I believe in the Constitution, and I'll die to defend that Constitution. But I want justice under that system. I don't want a bunch of lackeys running around with badges and guns with supposed authority. When the American people ask the government politely to please answer our questions, and they answer you with subpoenas, rigged courts, and jail, that's not freedom. Second hour coming up. It's true.